Anyone that's attended an Austin City Limits Music Festival understands the importance of the weather over the weekend. You might remember the Dust Bowl year or Mudfest. While Friday was hot and humid, Saturday's cooler temperatures ushered a forgotten sensation into town, and the change seemed to be all anyone could talk about.
You know, the weather is perfect, you know. It's getting a little cooler, you know. And I can't wait till tomorrow and next week as well.
Uli Suchil snagged 3-day passes for both weekends of the festival, but most attendees seem to be just choosing one or the other. The first weekend sold out quickly. Judging from ticket sales, an estimated 75,000 people should have come through the festival grounds each day, but it didn't feel as packed as previous years. Robert Cole was catching a set from indie pop band Passion Pit.
Well, right here, we're at the, three quarters back from one of the main stages with one of the best bands playing, and there's enough room to move around. I can throw the football with my son. I can actually move around and have a good time instead of being bumped into and constantly have to apologize to people around me.
Another change to this year's ACL Fest was the inclusion of craft beer. In the tent dubbed the Barton Springs Beer Hall, festival goers could post up on 100 feet of bar with 16 tap beers from Real Ale, Alaskan White, and more. Arch Rowan came to the festival from California. He took the opportunity to grab a beer and ponder how he might have done the festival differently.
Which, you know, it'd be cool if they didn't have the same venue each weekend. If they did one weekend was strictly local, strictly small town. The other weekend is like, bring in the big names if you want, whatever else. That would make it cool.
One thing that was cool at this year's ACL was the 80s. It seemed like most festival goers had two names on their list, Depeche Mode and The Cure. Every generation was represented in the crowd as Robert Smith rocked Austin for 2 hours Saturday night. Even if they were covered in blankets and scarves, everyone was dancing and singing along. On Friday, the still-not-sold-out weekend two of the festival kicks off, and it all happens again. Tyler Pratt, KUT News.